Life is full of surprises. One day, everything seems routine, and the next, your world is turned upside down. This is what happened the day we found out my husband, Stephen, was in heart failure and complete heart block. Sure, we suspected something was wrong, but we never imagined anything as serious as this. As his wife and as a nurse, I trusted that when the doctor evaluated him, we could begin treatment for whatever was going on. Well, after that news, I had to face reality. This was a critical situation. What was going to happen next? We hear stories like this all the time, but it usually happens to someone older or someone who didn't take care of themselves. This usually happens to someone else. Well, unfortunately, it can happen to you or your family. Whether it is heart disease, cancer, a stroke, a fall, an accident, a disability, or any other form of illness, this is an overwhelming experience. When you talk to friends or family, they never know what to say. Their response will usually be something like, stay strong, keep the faith, take it one day at a time, etc. Of course, all of these are important, and they mean well. But your world has just turned upside down. When you take care of the initial crisis, what happens next? How will you get through all the tests, doctor appointments, fears, stress? How will you manage your busy life and take care of this impossible situation? How will you cope? There are no easy answers to these questions. Your healthcare team will guide you through the physical care. Your family and friends will help you with family responsibilities, and you will go from task to task or appointment to appointment, searching for hope and instruction on how you can emotionally or spiritually get through this nightmare. There isn't a guide for what to do or how to cope. Well, there wasn't one until now. I watched my husband manage so many difficulties, so many scares, so much pain, so many life changes. He is an amazing man. He has an amazing story. He has an amazing spirit. It wasn't easy, but throughout each challenge, he remained compliant and positive. Now he is sharing his experiences with you in the hope that you can learn how to manage your care and stay strong. Learn from his struggles. Yours may be different. What worked for him may not work for you. His goal with the survivalist patient is to help you help yourself. Take charge and take control of your situation. The best advice comes from someone who understands your situation. Stephen has walked the walk and talked the talk. Learn from him. Find your purpose, develop your strategies, and live your life to the fullest. God bless.